many others, and from this there was... Back to the subject in hand. One anomaly in P-Math concerned the Jokers, those semi-mythical beings who left artifacts strewn around half the galaxy. Solid artifacts indeed, most of them gigantic. According to probability math, the builders of these latter-day tourist attractions had never, ever existed. His furnace doctor, Siarag, plus 458 degrees, in an informal lecture to students at Dis University, AS 5201. Dom woke early and spent a long time staring at the familiar ceiling paintings of his dome. They had been done by his great-grandfather in gaudy blues and greens, and depicted a trio of over-muscled fishermen battling an enraged Dagon. That was a slander on the Dagons, Dom knew. They lacked a nervous system, and it was doubtful if they ever thought. They just reacted. The little swamp ig was sitting in the hand basin. It had managed to turn on one of the taps with its disconcertingly human forepaws and was enjoying the trickle of water. When it saw he was awake, it made a noise like a fingernail being dragged across glass. The smuggler had said it was a sign of happiness. "Intelligent little thing, aren't you?" said Dom, switching off the warm airfield and swinging himself off the bed. He saw the clothes laid out neatly on the stand and bit his lip. The swamp ig, a neatly healed scar on his chest, and a few painful memories of his interview with Corridor were all that remained of yesterday. Planetary chairman. He'd own 3% of the Pilak industry, but on Sadimist terms, and if you were a Sadimist and rich, you worked heavily to obscure the fact. He'd preside over innumerable committee meetings, and once a year would give the traditional annual report at the traditional annual general meeting. And that would be written for him. Hershigan had made it clear many times. A chairman was as necessary to a bored planet as the zero was in mathematics. But being a zero had big disadvantages. Mathematics. There was something about mathematics he should remember. Well, it had come. He washed and struggled into the thick grey suit and selected a short wig of golden fibres. There was a polite knock at the door. "All right," said Dom. The door burst open, and Kajar ran into the room and hugged him. She was laughing and crying at the same time. For an embarrassing moment, he was suffocated by the silks of her dress, and then his sister stood back and looked at him. "Well, Mr. Chairman," she said. Then she kissed him. He disentangled himself as tactfully as he could. "I'm not actually chairman yet," he began. "Oh, fie, what a few hours. You don't seem very pleased to see me, Dom," she added reproachfully. "Honestly, I am, Kay. Things have just been a bit hectic lately." "I heard. Smugglers and so forth. Exciting?" Dom thought about it. "No," he said. "More, well, strange, in a way." Kajar swept the dome with her eyes. It was cluttered with Dom's things. An old Brendekin analyzer, a bench littered with shells, a hologram of the Joker's tower, and memory cubes on every flat surface. "How the old place has changed," she said, wrinkling her nose. She pirouetted in front of the tall mirror. "Do I look like a married woman, Dom?" "I don't know. What's Ptarmigan like?" He remembered the contractual ceremony 2 months before, and a vague impression of a very large, fierce old man. "He's kind," said Kajar. "And rich, of course. Not so rich as us, but he sort of flaunts it more. His children haven't really taken me yet. You should come on an official visit, Dom. Leoth's so hot and dry. That reminds me, I've brought you a present." She tiptoed to the door and returned with a servant robot, which carried a small box. "He's a Class 5, one of our best," she said proudly. "A robot," said Dom, who had been looking expectantly at the box. "Strictly speaking, he's humanoid, completely alive, merely mechanical. Do you like him?" "Very much." Dom walked up to the tall metallic figure and prodded the broad chest. The robot glanced down at him. "I wonder what makes us build inefficiently shaped human robots instead of nice streamlined machines." "Pride, sir," said the robot. "Hey, that's not bad. What's your name?" "I understand it is Isaac, sir." Dom scratched his head. The home domes swarmed with robots, mostly kind but stupid Class 3s, whom Dom remembered from earliest childhood as sad, boring voices with firm, child-minding hands. His mother, who seldom left her own dome, disliked them generally and did her own cooking. She said they were morons and not a bit like the real things from Leoth. He was at a loss. "Can you be a bit more informal, Isaac?"
"Sure thing, boss."
"I can see you two are going to get along fine, trying to outthink each other," said Kajar. "Now I've got to go. And Grandmother says you've got to go down to the main dome, Dom, for the working breakfast."